Okay. Ba'etzem, I had a couple of vices that I decided that we have to speak about Malabin. Malabin is Malach of cleaning. First, the vice goes like this. Friday night, we're sitting in shul, I won't say where, and the fellow in front of me had a dirty hat. So his neighbour goes up to him and goes, ugh, you can't wear this, and starts taking his sleeve and starts banging it. Right? So not the guy who's going to say, hey, you know you're Machal Shabbos. So the guy whose hat it was says, hey, hang on a minute. Takes it back, says, look, I'm not Makpid. So I'll do it. Now, where's this come from? Makpid, not Makpid. I mean, I could do Boyer if I'm not Makpid and he is Makpid, Mechadesa. Where does Makpid come in? This is question number one. Question number two, we also have. Also, Friday night, someone came over to me. On the hand, there was a stain. Something over there was there. It wasn't colouring. We had the stain in Hilton's cases. There was something over there. He came to me and said, no, I'm allowed to wash that up on Shabbos. Is it allowed to wash it off? Is it called cleaning or not? Question number two. Be'etzem is a Yaris Tvash. The Yaris Tvash is quoted in the Be'alocha. Murdiki Yaris Tvash. Says the Yaris Tvash. Ba'avinoseinu horabim, says the Yaris Tvash. We wear black clothing on Shabbos. This is Maisa Sotan. And this is the Heilige Yaretz Vash. What's the pshat? Because the pshat, what we're going to learn today, we'll see after today, that there's Isurei Doraisas that people do kamat every single Shabbos without even realizing it. Things that we do during the week, kilu, Mesiach Nevi Tumai, we don't even think about it. On Shabbos, it's an Issa Menatayra. So the Yaris Tvash, a person wears black clothing, so he automatically gets this taiva. Because when you wear black clothing, it gets dirty, you want to make it clean. Making it clean is the Malacha of Malabin. So this Ba'etzem is how we start. The Malacha of Malabin in the Mishkan, as we know, we always start with the Makor of the Mishkan. The Makor of the Mishkan was as follows, that after they took the wool off of the animal, that was Gozes, before they dyed it into nice colours, they had to clean it first. So the Malacha of Rashi and Shabbos and Gimel, that the Malacha on Shabbos of Malabin was clean. The Hainu to take the wool and to clean it to make it nicer. The Rambam holds differently. The Rambam holds that the Malacha of Malabin is not necessarily cleaning, but it's bleaching. Very similar. No major nafkaminas. Oh, but Ba'etzem we're going to go with Shittas Rashi as though passing the Maiz of the Shulchan Aruch, and now that we're showing you the Poskim. That the Malacha is called cleaning. What does it apply to? Which material, which type of substance does the Malacha Malabin apply to? And we'll see it down after Minas. Beis Hashem will get that lock, of course, of the contact lenses. But I think on the way, we'll speak about a lot of interesting shaylas that you'll see on Mamish Negeah come out every single Shabbos of this Malacha Malabin. So, Be'etzem, there's a Satmadayin. The Satmadayin in Eilik Tshuva, Merdeka London, so he learns, what's the Malacha over here of Malabin? So, over there, the Satmadayin like this. We have a Gemara in Zvachim that Tzadik Dalet on the base, right? Tafiyomi, just did it recently, right? Tzadik Dalet on the base. There's a Gemara over there. What happens if Dam Chatos gets on the Kohen's Degodim? Are you allowed to wash it or not? So we're not going to go through the Riches of the Gemara. We'll leave it a little bit later. We've got a few things to discuss. It's big enough gemaras. Oh, the Gemara over there talks about leather. Says the Gemara, what about leather? How about if he's wearing something leather? Would you be allowed to clean it or not? Says the Gemara like this. If it's going to be leather or kosher, it's very hard, that's going to be mutter. If it's going to be or, that's going to be rough, it's very soft leather, that would be an issa mamish. So look at the Satmar Dayan. What do you see from here? What's the yisod? The yisod is like every malacha on Shabbos. What was the malacha on Shabbos? Don't be mishkan. So look at the Satmar Dayan, the Satmar Dayan over here. Over here, what was the malacha they did in the Mishkan? They took something soft and they cleaned it. They made it, the Satmar Dayan, I'll be right in the Gemara in Zvachim. That Malabin only applies to something soft. But if you have something that's very hard, that's not a pliable, that's not a bendable substance, so the Satmar Dayan, it's not subject to the malacha, at least the Raisa of Malabin. That's how the Satmar Dayan learns the chat. The Avnei-Nezer learns Paket, and this is the Maisa's Miskabal al-Adas, that Avnei-Nezer learns Poshet. What is considered Malabin? Malabin means to clean something. Now, what does it mean to clean? That means something got dirty. How did it get dirty? By going inside. When a person has a shirt, and this shirt gets a stain on it, what's the pshat? It's laying on the outside? No, it's inside. It's absorbed inside the etzem cloth. That's the case of the Avnei-Nezer. The Malacha of Malabin means to remove that which is absorbed. But if something is on the top of it, it's only on the surface level. That's what it is, a malabim. Why? It's not absorbed. If it's not absorbed, it's not clean. So the Adineza, now we understand why you're allowed to wash plates on Shabbos. Why? Because when the dirt's on the plate, there's no kilkul to the plate. The plate, a gavaldiga plate, novels, it's got a bit of dirt on the top. To remove the dirt on the top, that's not malabim. When you have a beggar, when a person has a shirt, a jacket, whatever it may be, we'll see other examples, and the maister, it gets dirty, so this thing is dirty, the excess, the hayu is below inside. If it's below inside, that's the malacha of malachim. You know, your service blue inside when you have a stain. Oh, we'll see enough communities, we'll see about malachim, we'll see different pagodas, different enough communities, different hikadims. To the malacha of malachim, there are three steps, and the maister, it's mamish modic. How the bonus learner put it into the Goyish head that when you make a washing machine has exactly the same steps as what we have in the Malacha Malabin, each one being their own Doraisa. Let's start number one. The Malacha starts with Shriya. Step one in any washing process is you take the beged and you put it into water. Shriya. Step number two, Shivshuv. What do? You take the beged and you swish it around over there. That's Shivshuv to get the stain off. And step number three is Shchita. Shchita means the water's inside, and then I want to get it out. But each of these three steps on its own is the Malacha Doraisa. Dahayim. You don't have to do each step together to be the Doraisa of Malabin. Each step by itself is automatically a Doraisa. So let's go through one by one. Again, like I said, the washing machine is almost the same thing. What happens when you put the washing machine on? First the water goes in, that's the Shriya. Then it spins around with the water, which is the Shivshuv. And then when the water goes down, it spins very, very fast, that's the Shchita to get it all out. That's almost the Dhamma. Let's go one by one. The Gemara Zvachan again, that's how Yidane Nama Beis tells us. Are you so godl? And this is how we pass in our Locha Lemaisen, Seminishin Beis Sitet. Shriyasen Zehu Kibusen. That when a person, that's Shriya, when a person takes a beged and he places it into a liquid, that's called kibus. That alone is the kibus stage. Why? And Arineis explains pshat, that when you have a stain inside a garment, and then you put it into water, what does the water do? The water goes inside the fibers and starts loosening them up, so that when you do the next stage, it's going to come out. But that's the beginning. That's the starting stage of every cleaning process. That's the malabit. Remember, as we pass in the maisa, the shulchan aruch, the halacha, the maisa, that means that if a person would take any liquid and place it onto his garment, onto an absorbent material, this is an immediate issa min ha-Torah. It's asa midaraisa machal Shabbos. Why? Shri'asai zehu kibusai. That's a tiny bit. I'll go even a step further. The Heiligo Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, my sister, Yerushalmi's Pasna, Yerushalmi La'alocha. That if a person doesn't take water, he takes roach, he takes spit. He takes on his mouth, no, he goes on, it's on a stain. Chayiv min ha-Torah. That's an Issa Doraisa. This is Esther Zach. You see people all the time, they have a stain, well, they take a bit of water, effort, they go into the cup, they go like this. This is Issa min ha-Torah. This is a Kula Alma. This is the Esther Gemara. This is how we pass on La'alocha and submission base. That any water on an absorbent material, that Shriyasa is a kibusoi, and the Savada is also gomo. Let me go invite up. You have a kasa. How is it then, if that's the case, behind me, if I'm not allowed to make any absorbent material wet? So I have two kashas. Question number one. How is it that after I wash my hands, I'm allowed to wipe my hands on a towel? That's question number one. Question the kasha. Who are them? Wiping up dishes. You have dishes, and you want to clean them. You want to dry them. Mutru Asa. That's number one. And number two, what happens if something spills? No, it happens all the time with the kids, right? Something spills, and you want to clean it up. If you're telling Shriyasi Zeki Busai, dying that you can't make something wet, well, how are you going to clean anything up? What's going to happen over here? So the essence for this, we can answer the Gemara in Be'adat Yitras. The Gemara over there asks the Kasha, that's with all Sugi and Tumah, we're not going to go to the Sugi right now. Oh, but the Gemara talks about a Nida that needs to go to the Mikvah. And then Gemara says, but there she hasn't got any Torah clothes. The kid says she wants to make her clothes Torah at the same time. Says the Gemara, Be'edat Yitches. Amadala, what does she do? She toils with her clothes. Very good. She does it by Harama, says the Gemara. Fact, Taisa, I don't understand. In Vachon Daftali Dalet, she offers a kibusai. How can you tell me that a woman is going to go into the mikvah with her clothes? She's going to make them wet. Fact, Taisa, she offers a kibusai. And the Taisa, that's some other Rishonim also. There's two truths. Sense number one. When do we say Shri Asa Zeki Busai? That's if the beggar is dirty. But if the beged is clean, there's no problem. Mamela, if she's wearing a clean beged, there's no problem. But well, getting it wet, what do I do? The whole thing, instead of shri, was what? To get out the stain. But if there's no stain, then there's no issa. That's one tenet of basis. Another tenet I'm going to show you. Big insight. Derech lichluch. Derech lichluch is faket to malavin. Malavin is the malach all clean. If I would take dirty water and put it onto a beged, would anyone ever have a meaning to say, ah, shriyat a deki musay? No, why? He's not cleaning it. No shrichas. That's for care to clean. Cleaning means to get it out of the stain. They don't put the stain in. And later, if we shame him, there's another terrace that's him over there. That the water that's from stable in, the stolo is not so clean. But maybe that's good there for the lock. Now, how do we pass in that lock in the first thing? Dahayim. If I have something that's totally clean, am I allowed to go along and make this thing wet? Is that what you ask as a kibusay? So be'etzim the halacha, the Ramah passing this way, as I pass in Mishnah Berurah, the Rabbi Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha we pass in the hachme. By Nisad HaRaisa, we have to be machme and assume that even if a cloth, an absorbent material, is 100% clean, abel ma'isa we pass in Shuras HaKibusay, even if it's totally clean. So that's very important over there. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, derech lichluch, that's mutar. If a person, for example, and we'll give examples in a minute, if a person would do a shriya, that's a derech lichluch, that's not a cleaning activity, that's 100% mutar. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, you have to watch out, because the mice of a person puts a lot of water on, about to give the hosher for shechita, right? Because he's going to put it on something in his mouth, and then he's going to make it wet, he might come to shechita it out to get it dry again. So maybe about a person has to watch out what he's using. So, again? Greek? Is that what they're asking? No, the Shabbos person I'm asking to ask the Gomorrah. It's not there for this one. Okay. Like contact lenses will see. That's an antiseptic. It works even better. It's smart. It's not called dirt. It's not dirt. It's not dirt. It's lifted off mamash. Maybe you're going to have a problem over there. Now, the most of this is going to answer the very portion. Number one, I'm going to take a towel. I'm going to wash my hands until it's a dying. And then I'm going to go and dry my hands. To the Shulchan Aruch. To the Baruch Mutter. Why? Dirt lichluch. So the Mishnah Berurah, there's always a little bit of dirt on your hands. And maybe that's called derech lichluch. Now, after Pekin, you should know, the Shulchan Aruch Mufurish in Sif Zayin, in Shabbos, says, Toiv Lizoheh, that a person, after washing his hands, should like, rub them with koyach, he says. Why? To remind the water. Right? But there's also a part of the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, by Hikotetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet that totally is zayif. But the mice of halacha, that's teruch lechlo. Who I didn't, for example, washing up dishes, same thing. Person washes up the dishes, he joins them with the tea towel. So about this mutter, that's called teruch lechlo. Teruch lechlo is mutter to put a liquid, even water, onto the baguette. Again, love, there's always a little bit of dirt in there, it's not so good shmah, it's a little derech lechlo. Huh? No, so what? You just clean your hands, same thing. Is it the Mishavura? I don't peek in Mechushish that there's going to get a little bit of water, a little bit of dirt over there, a bit of grease, a bit of that. It's delicious, I don't know about you. Oh, but, depends who cleans the dishes in your house. But that's called a derech lechlo. That's not called a shriyas ezekibusay. There's an interesting shayla that's the gay also, is what happens, a person comes home, and that little sponge thing that he uses to clean the dishes, is lying in the sink. So what are you going to do? To take it out, you're going to have a problem, right? Because it's muksa. Problem to take it out. Oh, so leave it in. No, this kavanah, I'll leave it in. I'll put it on the tap. To put it on the tap, that's giving a problem. Why? Because in the stomach, it's dirty. So if it's dirty, you've got a baguette over there, that's dirty. You're putting the liquid on the baguette, that's called shi'os ze kibbutz, it's a shayla with the rice of mamsh. Remember, it's of the poiskim. That's data. I'll fill this muksa and help us malavin. Take two forks. Put it underneath, and lift it up with the shinoi. Mimela, I'm not going to be a problem of shechita, because it's not going to be shechadit. Number two, it's not going to be a shayla of muktzah, because that's klachayad. And number three, I'll get out of the shayla of melabit. Let me get invited. I remember all the achayim discussed the shayla by Pesach. We always put the material things onto the taps. You know, the machmim over here, they put the things on the things, make sure the chomutz comes out. Then the person who's there, but there's no shayla of melabit over there, even if it gets it wet. Let me get invited. Until it's today. So I remember speaking to Boiskin, and the Boiskin was a tucker. A person has to be very careful. He washes it, I train my kids, he washes it into the dime in the morning. What happens? Your sleeve's over here, you pour the water on, kedarach, you're supposed to, is enough that it goes all the way to the end over there. And then later, what happens? You hit your clothing. Ha! I don't tell me it's clean, but the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir. And Lalach and the Maizri Rav Shulchan Aruch also passes that way. That Mimela, that the poskim I spoke to, that's a father, the person should be machmir. He should lift up his sleeve a little bit higher to make sure the water doesn't go on. Now I saw a certain sefer, he quoted a Tosfos Yeshanim.
Tosfos Rishonim wanted to say a Moedigah Chiddush, and he wanted to be Lamed Schus on the Olam, and I'm not Makpid. What did he say? But Tosfos Rishonim says like this, Derech Lichlach, we know it's Mutter. So the Tosfos Rishonim, it's Lav Davka, that the water that's coming onto the Beged is Lichlach, the Hainu dirty, and Allah Huadim, a tremendous Chiddush. Hu Hadim, if it's clean. But I don't want it in this Makkim, that's called Derech Lichlach. Moedigah Chiddush with Tosfos Rishonim. And he wanted to be lamed schus al pi zeh, like people are making. Well, they take this a dime, throw it over the hand, it makes their sleeve totally wet. Now, echob a poshul akasha in this, lo yedeh, I don't know the terrors. Of it's a poshul akasha. Because we know, the Mishnah Berurah passes our locha, that any single thing that a person is makbid on, makbid dime, he doesn't like it to be wet. We have a gzeira, after you come to be soichetit, and this is the Rabbonon. This is the Rabbonon, you come to be soichetit. Now, lo yedeh, I personally think that a person's sleeve that he's wearing on his shirt, is something that he's not been on. Nobody likes their shirt to be dirty, but they don't know they're not as much of a limit schus. Because pastors, you're going to make it a bit dirty, and you have the fact to be zero to Rabbanon. You'll tell me we're aiming the gizzo, zero, like zero, off to that, off to that, and that's an army. Kenzan, Kenzan, that's what you wanted to say. Oh, so I saw that, so I could have put down. The Be'etzem, there's dirt on your thing, the meat is called Derech Lechem when it goes on.
Every time you wash your hands for the week, you still get wet.
No.
So what body
you after a while? No, that's not the point. No, that's not the point. A sleeve be'etzem is something you don't like wet. It's not comfortable. It's not gishmak. The fact that it happened on a Tuesday and a Wednesday as well doesn't help me for Shabbos. That's me mutter, right? Because that would never lift it up the gzeira if during the week you never did it. No, so Shabbos will be making also. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom is gzeira, it's a gzeira. And if you tell me you're not mapping on it, I learned there. It could be bottled out there as a galodom. You're not mapping on your sleeve that you're wearing. Nobody likes a wet sleeve. Learn there. Depends how much. Let me get lighter. Spills. How does a person wipe up a spill? Say if it's water, then you get yourself a problem, right? Because that's Shiras Zechibusay. But let's go with the example. It's Coke, it's Chavais grape juice, something like this. It spills on the floor, you take a towel, you put up, that's how it's mutter. Why? That's Derech Lichlach. Derech Lichlach always mutter. How about if it's water? Clean water on a clean floor. That's what tell me it's not so clean. Oh, but Be'etzim, if it's clean, now what? Shiras Zechibusay. Comes on a remotion, Chavit Beis Simonai. Says Rav Moshe, from a Zalman called Rav Moshe, the Godel HaGadolim. Rav Moshe says a tremendous insight. What does Rav Moshe say? What's Malabin? Malabin means to massack in something. How about Rav Moshe if you have a disposable tissue or a napkin? Something you're going to throw out. Rav Moshe, there's no Malabin in such a situation. Why? Because Malabin needs to fix it up, needs to massack in it. When you take a paper towel, when you take a tissue, and you make it wet, what happens? Finish. Throw in the garbage. Remain as a Ramosha. On this there's no Malabin. Because Malabin needs to make it good, here he made it bad. Remain. Now the Eitzah would be, and by the way, we have it often in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, also in Hilchos Tremeya. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch is very similar to this. The Hilchos Tremeya, you have to watch out all darkened and zachen, for example, taking grape juice and putting tissues on it. Ah, you're being tzadeh, the tissue! Don't the Rav Shulchan Aruch know? It's disposable. Anything disposable is not subject to the halacha of Malabin with Ramosha and Tremeya with Rav Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So this lemaisa is a sikkur sikkum of the melacha legabe shuya. Let's move to stage number two. Shivshuf, right? Oh. Shivshuf be'etem means to scrub this cloth, kidin, to get the liquid out over there. That lemaisa over there. Oh. We have a machloikis in the Rishonim where the shivshuf applies to using water or even to dry things. Be'etem is a machloikis rashi in Tosfos. Kufman Zayin, whether or not it applies to dry and wet. We'll see in a minute how this applies to us. The Gabi, all the halachas of hats, the Gabi, the halachas of trousers, we'll see what he's said. Which materials the shivshuf apply? So again, remember the beginning we said, we had a machlokes between the Satmadayim and Avnei Nezer. The Satmadayim wanted to say, hey, what was the malacha of Malabim? By something bendable, by something pliable, right? Or by something hard? There's no Malabim, the Chol. Or the Avnei Nezer said, no, it's not totally in that, it's totally observation. The name of anything absorbed, that's Lichlal in the Malacha. So I've come, very good. So any material that we know, Gabi our clothes, the Gabi our stock, the Gabi all sorts of towels, it's a bad Lichlal in the Malacha of Shivshuf, you can't love it. However, how about human body? So the Chaya Odom, and the might of the Scabbard, in the Chassidson, in the Zalman, in the Vosna, that the Tzach of the Chaya Odom is, that on a human body, there is no Malabim. And the Etzim that Avnei Nezer says is clear at the beginning of the Malacha, and it's very big to say the Etzim, because the Nezer, when he discusses the human body, he discusses washing a person's face. Like the Avnei Nezer. Ha! How you like to wash your face? Ha! You're being Malabim! So the Avnei Nezer, no. I'm the biggest service. So the Avnei Nezer, what's the need to
reason why I'm allowed to wash my face. So I would have said, very poshut. It's not a clean, right? It's not something that's belaya anything. And the halacha is belaya. Elamai, so that means no. The reason you're allowed to wash your face is because that's a normal thing to do. Something that's the normal thing to do, we can't look at that as a malacha, as the issa of malavim. Now, if that's the case, we have a raya from the Avinazar. That not only does malavim apply to a kli, but it applies to anything soft, and anything that might absorb. Our piece there, right? Leather. So we mentioned the Gemara, Shvachan Sali, that was on the base. And the Gemara says, if you have a hard leather, the Shabbat is mutter, right? Person wants to wash the table. Person wants to wash the floor there. I don't know, 6 days, or to our doctor's carry, but not for now. Oh, but let's stick with the table, let's stick with the plates, let's stick with the chvais, a wooden spoon. The Shabbat is mutter. Why? It's not melee bachelor. However, took the Gemara, if you have soft leather, so soft leather by SM is something that's belayer. Azut Avne Meza. Is it belayer? Maybe not. Why? Because it's belayer, but it's not belayer as much as cloth, but it's belayer a little bit more than a plate. Azut Avne Meza. In Cain, let's for example say like this. What happens if on Shabbos, a person's walking, and he gets some mud on his shoes? Well, what does he want to do? He wants to rinse it off. Right, let's say it's still moist, not hard, or it's a shine of toichin, or a bed, then he wants to rinse it off. So he wants to know, is he allowed to put water onto his leather shoes? So Tafsir the Shulchan Aruch Mufurish in Sifkes and Shin Beis, that a person is allowed to do shriya on his leather shoes. Why? Shriya, to rinse it. To put water onto your leather shoes is about his mutter. Why? It doesn't really absorb. Of a shiv shuv is asa. A person's be'etzim is arrived, you look in the Gemara, that he dies in Zvachim, say Mufurish Azoi, that be'etzim to put water onto leather, that's mutter. To rub the leather, to scrub it, this is about his asa. This is the first halacha, nisak and shulchan aruch, that if a person takes his shoes, and he wants to go along, he wants to clean them, to put water on them is mutter, to scrub it is asa. I have to make a note over here, you have to know. If a person has stitching on his, or shoelaces maybe over there also, you have to watch out very careful. Because if there's any cloth over there, it's asa, doraisa, shriya, zekibusai. That if a person makes a cloth wear, that's an issur min haTorah. Therefore, a person has stitching, or shoelaces, or a cloth, a chvais, undersole, whatever it may be, then the person has to know that the father will be asa. But if it's gans leather, that will be mutter. Rubber's not asa, no.
Stretchy leather.
Okay? Stretchy leather. Rubber, you want to tie in a rubber, it's the same thing. Oh, I'm going to say this. Plastic. Let's go like that. A plastic tablecloth. Is a person allowed to clean a plastic tablecloth? You have plastic covering on chairs, you have a plastic big bibs for the kids, all sorts of things. Are you allowed to do that or not? So a motion you're a day ahead, it based him and I involved, brings the shayla. And he says, there's a Naya shayla that came out, that the Gedolei Rishayim never saw such a thing. They made it up 50 years before he wrote the tshuva, plastic. What's the thing with plastic? Look at Moshe Be'etzem, I think that with Moshe, that plastic doesn't absorb bachla. Have a look, nothing absorbs, nothing goes in. So the Moshe in Cain, nothing goes in, it's got a din, like a plate. Just like you're allowed to rinse and scrub a plate, the main hood in plastic. Obviously with Moshe and I, over here we're not sure, it's a topic. And since we're dealing with a topic, the writer, so the Moshe have to be machmet. And this Lamaisa, all the poskim from after a Moshe was, everyone was miscabled this psak, Mishra Megroth and Shuvah, and you see the Sitzel Yazin, the Sitzel Yazin, you see everyone was miscabled this psak, that plastic, we have to be machmet. Why? After some of the Raisa? No. We'll see, by continence is a big enough Kamina. Oh, but over here, no. Now, by the way, the topic is a bit sore so far. This has a din. Right, right. Again? Love that. No. When we say absorb, we don't mean what we see to the eye. Of course, when you have a plastic tablecloth, you don't see anything absorb. But you don't know what goes on inside the material itself. How does water go inside the fibers or not? This you'll never know. Because it could be a microscopic thing. But this microscopic thing could be a shayla malabin. So when Moshe says, Sofi Doraisa, no, Sofi Doraisa, the Chomer. And this, by the way, is another mythic of Achleikin. Between the Satmadayim and the Avinazar. The Satmadayim wanted to say, no, Chomer, that what's the melacha of malabin? Anything soft, anything that moves, right? Anything you can bend. Mashayng and the Avinazar is an absorption. Maybe. The Satmadayim, plastic's going to be asked to go. Why? Because it's soft, right? Soft plastic, that is also. If you have an laser, there's no problem, maybe it'll be more soft. A hard plastic, about that everyone will cool down with masking, that's like hard lead in the Gemara. Right, it's like soft plastic that we're discussing.
Even if it absorbs more than leather.
That's what I was going to say, it absorbs more than leather. But, to put it on, that will be makeup, cool, because you'll have to do it on leather also. I'm allowed to put water on leather, right? I can put water on my leather shoes, that's the other one, so plastic can't be worse. I'm not going to make it worse. But to actually scrub it, so now this person's got a plastic table cloth, he's got a little stain there, to take it and start scrubbing it off, that's Osher Gomel. Is that possible? It's more than same as leather, exactly. Same thing as leather. Again, to put water on it, that would be mortar. To start scrubbing soft plastic, this already is Osher. Right? Again? Like leather. No, like leather. Leather is mortar shriya, like the Gemara says. So then the plastic is going to be exactly the same thing. Mimela, person has to know. Any plastic that's soft, to put water on it, be mutter, to scrub it would be awesome. Oh, so coming now to the shayla. Somebody asked me a shayla recently, the guy a bottle top. A baby bottle, the teeth of the bottle, right? The rubber thing over there. Is he allowed to clean it or not? Right? The smell in there, Shemi Rachel, what goes on over there, he wants the smell to go out. Is he allowed to clean it on Shabbos? So number one, we know, possible, right? Plastic, by the way, machme, to scrub. Oh, but to put the water, there's water. To be mailer, to take water, to put it inside the etzim zah, because about this water, no, with the scrub mash, now the scrub mash, ayin hechoschita, to decide it's not for now, over the etzim, to take it and something, and scrub it mamish, to soup the poiskin, this you have to be machme. Why? Because we don't know where the plastic absorbs or doesn't absorb. Oh, the tzaz of the reisha, to shave the reisha. Later, to shave the reisha, to machme, to scrub it, also comes along. Again? No, the whole part, the main thing is hard. Hard plastic is kula amma maske muta. I can scrub it as well. But it's the teeth thing over there, it's soft, the shayla of soft plastic. Now, comes along the missing karelit, and I heard this recently from someone at Oshma Velashev himself, and he told me like this. A music chidish, also a big enough kamina for the contact lens shayla. How about if a person uses soap? Zugma Velashev, Zugma missing karelit. They not an army to put water on it. This we have a Kabbalah from the Gemara in Sochim, Tzadik Dalet. It's like, oh, it's mutter. Oh, but we only have a Kabbalah for water. We have no Kabbalahs with Mr. Gavelis for soap. Mimela. What's the Londres? What's Mr. Gavelis saying? What's Rabbi Ashur saying? That when a person takes soap and puts it somewhere, what's it doing? It's going in and it's the etzim like a scrubbing. Rabbi Ashur holds that soap is equal to tissue. Mimela, by plastic, what did he say? To put the water on his mutter. To scrub it if it's soft, that's going to be awesome. Zukra v'liashim, zukra v'liashim, mimela, t'machme. If a person takes, for example, one of these things, and he puts soap on it, even if he doesn't scrub it, zukra v'liashim, zukra v'liashim, that's rather awesome. That's shimshim. Shimshim is also affected by plastic, right? Vega, zukra v'liashim, zalman, and we'll see better if he's soaked in a minute. Mamish claw, zukra v'liashim, abishol, v'liashim. Tremendous yisoid. He wants to tell her that the maisa, hard, soft plastic, I'm sorry, has a din of a kli. Din of a kli? Not by a machal. And him, Tim Soloim, as Ushleim Azaman, in a letter over there at the end of Chedek Alef and Marish Habers, that if you want to say that tak it does absorb, that something goes inside. Oh, but when I'm washing my bottle over here, what am I interested in? Am I interested to get the blue and the bleeds out? Doesn't bother me. I want to get what's on the outside. You know what's causing the smell? What's on the outside? So it was like Miss Alman, if you're only interested for that which is on the outside, on the surface, no, that's about the mutter. Remember, there's no situation over there. That's about the getting me mutter. Fine. What? With soap. Is it Ushleim Azaman? Say another shot. Awesome. Mutter. Ushleim Azaman is mutter. Ushleim Azaman is mutter. Boiling hot water? What's the shayla? Fischl? No, the shayla. Doesn't lose the shape. And if it's a mug and a bomb says if you take boiling hot water, you put it into a plastic car, then there wants to be a shayla of Yashu, which you machma, that's a shayla Fischl. Because you're making it soft. Making it soft is a malach of Fischl.
Coffee's a plastic car.
No, pashtas is. It doesn't lose the form better. It just gets a little bit soft. It doesn't totally lose form. It goes soft, then it goes hard again. So nothing actually happens to it. So it has to be a shimon. The last thing. Schita, right? The last thing was schita. What do we say? The third stage of malabin was to take something and to soak it out. To hide it to get the water out. So you'll ask me, noon, what's the malach of malabin? Bishlemi the shriya here. You're putting it in, you're getting inside. Bishlemi the understand and the shishim. Oh, but schita? What's schita? So the Rambam sat like this. So the Rambam, when a person has liquid inside a baggage and he wrings it out, schitas it out. So the liquid comes out. So the Rambam, what comes along with the liquid? The dirt! Maybe because of others, it's a step of Malabin. Look at Adeneza, not a lot. Not only does the dirt come out, but when you have a wet baggage, it doesn't look clean. It possibly looks darker, it doesn't look so geschmack. When it's drier, now it's clean. So Adeneza, that's the reason why Sita is so okay of the Malabin. And another chat that brought down from some of their cleaning, they want to try in a bit of Enochanami, turns out, doesn't get anything out. Abba, since it's one of the most important stages of any washing, because every washing machine and every person that does washing knows they have to do shechita, the mirror is a mechelik of the melacha. Imkay, you have to know that melacha tells us the biggest shait. People don't know this. To shake a garment is nechlal in the melacha of shechita. That means, and I was once walking with the Bochum in Sfas, and it was raining mamish unbelievable over there, and somebody takes his hat as we get inside, and he starts shaking it. It's a deraisa. It's a deraisa and shechita. By shaking something, you're doing shechita. The melech, a person has to know, any type of shechita, we're not going to go to shechita now, to shaila, whether it's an melacha of dash, it's a melacha of laban, a little bit complicated, but we're going to go to the shaila now, make up the contact lenses. Why? We have our gomma now. We know that the melacha of laban is better than three steps. There's the shriya, there's the shivshuv, and there is the shechita. We have to know whether or not that when taking a contact lens, and we're talking about soft ones, and putting it inside a liquid, a soap special lotion, am I doing any one or maybe even all three of the stages of melaban? Now, in order to answer such a shaila, you have to know what's going on, right? You have to know what's going on inside the actual lens. So what do you do in such a shaila? You call that boots opticians, right? Boots opticians. Oh, of course, I'm speaking to the English over here. I had to say to the American boots opticians, what's the shaykhs, I didn't understand. Oh, but actually, we speak to boots opticians. I spoke to the guy, I said, put me through to the top technician. I spoke to him, no? I've got some questions for you in the lockers of contact lenses. Ooh, I've been waiting for you. What do you mean? He said, you don't understand. I've studied this subject in university for mamish for years. I had to do this. I sit here now. What's the question I get every day? How much does this cost? How much does this cost? How many cup points? This and this. Oh, what's that? You? I get someone for helping me on the lockers I learned. Why is it? So he was mamish. I've never heard someone so happy. Normally I call up these companies. You know, on the one thing says, if you've got any questions, call this number. So I'm busy the whole day calling up all these different companies. And mamish, people are interested. He was mamish kishmak. So he told me music information of how exactly contact lens work, and it's a big enough gemina. And you might think, before I had a Hagdoma, most of them, yeah, most of the soft ones. I found out with someone who spoke and someone else as well, also for init, and also Dhamma, exactly the same thing. Mamish, we compared notes. Now, the Michael's a small Hagdoma when it comes to contact lenses, you'll tell me new reasons about what he's speaking about contact lenses for. You look at the swarm over there, and all on the shelf over there, this one says Osa, this one says Rubiyash, this one says all the places where he's coming to be Chaluk. Chasra Shalom, not coming to be Chaluk. We're coming to explain, first of all, the Matthias, and second of all, what's happening? Now, again. So let's imagine a hard contact lens is fashion. Imana dabe doesn't absorb, nothing happens, it's like a plate, it's like a table, no shayla bakhla. Okay. A soft contact lens. The mitzvah is that a soft contact lens absorbs between 38% and 70%. Right? It's the error of 70% liquid and 30% material, right? We'll see in a minute with Shlomo Zalman's Mamish Go'ina is how it worked out, how a contact lens work for these halachas. Mamish Moedig. Lameda, if that's the case, we have a bomb kasha. We now have figured out that a contact lens that's soft is Bolea more than leather. So if it's Bolea more than leather, what is the heta to put into liquid? It's having water. Look at the Gemina. She has been kibusa. It's like a beged. Anything is like a beged. It's also Bolea to put inside, right? It's Bolea Mamish. No, things get absorbed every single time with the liquid, it gets absorbed. It's the Matthias.
Your eyes are there.
No. What?
Your eyes wet as well.
No, not so wet. Not as wet. Oh. Not as wet. Your mum is dipping it in. It's mum is shining up, it's just a kibusa. Oh, okay? Yeah. Now, I argue, I wanna. The mice says that. So we can say this, Svara Pashuk. What's the reason why she asked the kibusai is the melacha d'oraisa melaban? Because like we said from now, when a person takes a liquid and puts it into the beged, what happens? It goes inside and it starts working on the dirt, which will eventually come out, and that will bring the dirt with it. So look at the mitzvahs over here, look at the professors, no. The mitzvahs are in Ochanami, about it absorbs. Oh, but that's it. Nothing else will happen. It goes in and it stays in. Actually, maybe later on it will come out in a different stage, but it won't come out with dirt. Plus the fact, there's a protein that's on a person's tears that goes inside the lens, and this lens goes inside the liquid. Now the liquid, the whole mitzvah is that liquid protein. The liquid, number one, saves from this protein, behind it removes the protein layer that's on the top of the liquid, which is very good, on top of the lens, because that will stop it from getting disinfected. Number two, there are micro germs, not much tiny micro germs, that are also on there from a person's eye or from the air when he takes it out. This also the lotion helps. And number three, double pressure is responsible for getting hot. Now, if that's the case, look at the post-skim. What's happening over here with this lens? This lens is so clean that you don't see any dirt. Bishlam a bad beggar. Any beggar's got dirt in it. You take your hands even, you wash them, you clean, you put them on the sink, something comes out. Although over here, verbally nothing with dirt will come out. That's the mitzvah. Now, the problem is, we said a chiddush from Rav Eliashiv and from Nissen Karelis. What was the chiddush? The chiddush was when you use soap, it's like a shifshuf. Now that's a problem, because these solutions are like soap. And therefore, when you put it in, it's ki'ilu being mishavshif. And the maisa, you look in Oruch HaShabbos. And he writes from Rav Eliashiv, he writes from Nissen Karelis, and he writes from Rav Ozna, Asa Gomo. He says, Asa Gomo to put contact lenses in the regular solution. And this is a little bit, you know, I don't understand it. So I called up this morning, Rav Yonah Savina, from the Badats in Sheiris, he's a big bucky in his union. He told me a Murdikasach. He told me when the whole thing came around with the contact lenses and they were discussing Gokha Shabbos, not before the Gokha Shabbos, before the Sheikh Zalevi even wrote Chilikud. He wrote a letter to Rav Ozna and Rav Nissen Karelis. And the letter he told them is Matthias and how it works. He called up Einit and the Gitzah. He wrote a whole letter to Matthias, what's the halacha? And they came back and they said, because Rav Nissen Karelis' lashon was Yesh Lahati, and he told me he can't remember exactly offhand Rav Ozna's exact lashon, but Erechim was also to be Makel. He said somebody after that went to Rav Gelba, or the other one, from Aruch HaShabbos, and he said to him, you know, you've got some letters from Rav Ozna, and Rav Nissen Karelis, take it to Mutter. So he then wrote a whole letter to Rav Ozna, explaining the materials that he found, and now it's very similar, it's printed already in Chelik Yud of Shevet HaLevi, and I saw also it's printed in Chelik Shuvus from Rav Yashiv. Now, the Maisa, this is double poshet. A posik will only pass through something according to the mitzvahs that they get. If the mitzvahs that we have found out is that number one, about it's boleya, number two, I feel if it's going to be boleya, it's not going to work the same way water works when it goes inside a beggar. In Cain, none of the dirt that went in will ever come out. So, Agav, Rav Eliashiv holds, if you want to be machmer for the shita, so Rav Eliashiv holds, what do you have to do? And you should put it into the saline solution. The saline solution is just stopping it from getting too dry, but it doesn't actually work as a soap. By the way, if you want to be machmir for that in a chanami, the doctor told me once, you have to be careful, because if you leave it out too much, it's going to get problems of infections. So put it in the fridge. Then if you want to be machmir, put it into saline, you put it into the fridge. Oh, the lemaisa! Oh, comes along with Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ah, going is Shlomo Zalman. This is unbelievable. The funniest Nishmas Odom, Chelik Hei, Omotchot. That is Shlomo Zalman. How does it work with contact lens? How does it work like this? Inside the lens is tiny hundreds and thousands of strands of plastic. What happens when water goes in and he's masking that it goes in? It gets boleya, like the Matthias. Although it doesn't go inside the fiber. It goes in between the fibers and it stays there. Maske ain't when you have a baguette. And the baguette has water in it. What happens to this water? The water goes in the fibers itself. Maybe if it goes in the fibers itself, that's by the way it's a problem. Masha Akin and contact lens with Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't do anything. And this place is a murder chiddush. From the Shabbos Kachos, they want the Taina. Tremendous chiddush come out. All the places in Bukhari call this. That a person had polyester. Polyester is synthetic, right? Yeah. So I called up one of the companies once and they told me, I said, what is this made from? You get synthetic polyester socks. Right? What happens when you get polyester socks? No, you schwitz. Why do you schwitz? What's the materials? The materials is it's made from very small strands of plastic. Imagine wearing plastic on your foot. So why are you going to schwitz? Memelas, on Shabbos, I don't think we pass it this way. You can take your socks, you can take your polyester shirt, if it's pure polyester, put it in the water. Why? It's made of plastic. Plastic's most of the problem to water. Memelas, who are they over here? So the minute, the Shulman Zama wants the time, he's not taking the Chiddush out of the Kach, I don't think all the old places are passing, Choluk and Napsak. Or the Lemaisa, the Shulman Zama's passing over here, Badr its Mutter. It doesn't do anything, it doesn't absorb in the fibers. Look better, I found, in one of the old codexes, a letter over there from Rav Scheinberg, Shlita. Rav Scheinberg wants the time that there's a Mudik arrived from Hagolas Kalim. Hagolas Kalim is Mutter Midoraisa. So you also do a Bonan, I'll Mepsik a Tikkun. Or the Midoraisa, it's Mutter. What's the Pshat? We know that when a person takes his kli, and he does hagola, he gets out the bliyas, he gets out the issa, it's balul inside. Of aval pikein, there's no shriya, there's no problem over here. Zuk Mishaymah, why? Because it's a kli. Zuk Mishaymah, so is the contact lens. It's also a bit of a kli. There's no issa b'chlal. As in the Maisa, I heard from the Falk Shlita, from Gated, it's 100% mutter. As I also told me, Rav Shammai Grosh Shlita, that 100% it's mutter, so it's the Mimigo Oidim. And the Ekim Lemaisa, I think, is enough to be Seymachon, I'll be the Metzias, I'll be the Lomnus, to be Seymachon to say that about it's mutter to use a contact lens as normal. But I have to mention, one more Nakuda, I haven't actually finished it, but you're welcome, that the Ekim is a big Nakuda to here, and it's Ma'abit. People forget about this. There's a melacha ma'abed. Ma'abed means the person's asa gomer to take, for example, the chayis cucumbers in front of him, takes some salt, and salt the cucumbers, salt the tomatoes. Why? There's a melacha ma'abed. Well, maybe we'll deal with it another time. Observe the poskim, Shlomo Zalman says, the Torah, we follow also the whole tshuva on it, that if a person takes his contact lens out, and sometimes he takes it out, he messes with it, he cleans with it, it's this, and it gets, starts to get a little bit dry. Or who I didn't, he drops on the floor, and then he looks around for it. Zook over there, the poskim, that once it gets dry, it's asa, and it could be a shayah b'doraisa after at least 5 minutes. Before 5 minutes, it's shver to say it's doraisa. After two, maybe, do rabbanon. But put it inside the liquid, you're restoring it. Right? What they call preserving it. So maybe the Sarah Abbott just mentioned that halacha when it comes to the contact lenses. And there's one more nakuda that we have to mention because we did malacha malabin. We can't go without, I mean, you're welcome, or b'v'etzim without knowing this halacha, because this halacha is mamash one of the most legal halachas of malabin. So adkan, we tell the halacha to gabi water. Dahainu. Adkan, we know to put water onto a beggar, isha min hatera. Right? And even if it's clean, shayna usa b'doraisa. How about if I'm not using any liquid whatsoever? So the Gemara in Shabbos Kufam Zayin over there brings a whole shayla over there, and he says over here like this. If a person takes a talus and he's menar the talus, so the Gemara chayiv chatos. Take Rashi, what do you do? Menar what? Menar what? So Rashi, offer. You have dust on it, you menar it from the dust, so Rashi, that's chayiv menatayra. So the Torah says, what are you talking about? Malabin? Badast? Mechadesa! In the Mishkan, what was Malabin? Was with a liquid! To get out of the stain! You can't get a stain without water! But maybe it's a place like a Chobanada chat! It's cow! How are we passing that law? Chobanamish, a list of Rishonim. Mamish, I'll give you the list. The Elirab, the Chayodun, the Ramad, the Marsham, the Kitishonok, the Marshal, the Bakl, the Bush, the Kitishonok, the Chashokun, the Rabshokonok, all of them are Choshish Rishitas Rashi. We are Choshish La Locha that Rashi held that when a person has a beggar, and this beggar's got dust inside it, if a person gets rid of the dust, he's chayiv and isha min hatorah. Right? And this is actually what the Arab Fash was talking about when we started. This is the only time we find, that I've seen, the Mishnah Berurah giving eights as what to do when a person does certain things. For example, says the Mishnah Berurah, right, all the people always ask, right, where's the Makar the Mishnah Berurah holds you have to wear a hat? Says the Mishnah Berurah, before it should be here in Shin Beis, that if a person takes, goes to shul, what do you do with that? The Mishnah Berurah, make sure you put your hat somewhere. Very safe. Why? What's going to happen? You're going to come back off the shul, and who knows, because if you're traveling all over it, you're going to come back that time to go clean it. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah, eight to favor, make sure you put someone clean. Right, says the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that a person should never, and this is the right side, this is the Makrata Tishbekishan. Why are you laughing to me? A person should never take a child on his lap, unless he's got a pillow there first. Why? Because the child's going to do who knows what, make it all dirty, who will come to it? It's the minatura of Malabit. You may want to make sure, when you've got the kids on your lap, what to do over there. Let me get invited. I'm just going to know, because it's a chalik like this. Oh, well, speak like if it goes inside or not. Now, but Ethnu Shulchanor's machalik like this. Tell the Shulchanor, when do we say that if a person has offer, and he has dust, and he gets rid of it, when is it a doraisa? That's if he's makbid. If he's not makbid, then it's mutter lechatzchila. No, because a person could be doraisa, a person could be mutter. All depends whether he's makbid or not. As soon as Ma'aseh Machlokes from Shlomo Zalman and Rishon Karelitz, Shlomo Zalman wants to say that a person would blow the dust off, right? He's got some dust over here, whatever. Is he allowed to blow it off? Shlomo Zalman, about an ish. So, Mr. Karelitz, why not? If the fact that it comes off when you blow it, baitoi, it's not absorbed, right? Your kasha, it's not absorbed. Maybe that would be mutter. Oh. Now, how do we know if a person's makbid? So the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Gemara, brings all different conditions, if it's chodosh, and if it's black, and if you're makbid, or yod, or nine, lemaisa, the Aruch wants to tell us that we have a raya from the Gemara, that every single person is makbid. Horaya. Give it like this. Says the Gemara, we have a maisa shahoy in the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin. Says the Gemara, Ula went to Bumbad Lisa, and he saw people over there, were banging out their glimas. Right, and he said, hey, Shabbat, Mamish Machal Shabbat, he said. Right, and then he said, no, we're doing it right in front of your face. Why? We're not Makbid. Fed the Chavetz Chaim in Be'alocha. How did he say the Machal Shabbat? How did he say the Machal Shabbat? Did he know they were Makbid? No. Elamai did the Chavetz Chaim emerge aside. We see from here that every single person is Be'etzem Makbid. Unless we know otherwise. Right? Unless a person knows otherwise, we can assume a person is Makbid on most of his clothes. He wants them to look clean. That being the case, that will be a shayla of a doraisa to get out of the liquid. Now, interesting shayla. How about a person who's not makbid, Oh, but for his wife, he's makbid. The hainu, him himself, he doesn't care. He goes home, he goes, oh, I'm going to get screamed at. So, no, can't flush himself off. They can all presentable. What's the luck over here? So, Rabbi Bashir, all back onto the taina, and that's when Rabbi told me the same thing. That's called not makbid. Is it not makbid? Because you bet someone not makbid. Now, the Berlach has a shayla. How about, if I see your hat, and I know you're makbid, I know it's bothering you, mamish, right? Now, everyone knows the mice of Moshe, right? Someone came to a Moshe once, and they said, look, my hat's like this. Not covered Shabbos. So, Moshe, what do you mean? Forget, this is covered Shabbos. Spitz covered Shabbos, right? Someone don't remember the same mice of the Chazanish. The Chazanish also. Someone walked into the Chazanish once without a hat. Chazanish said, hey, how'd you get here without a hat? No, it's a chayz, went up on the floor, wasn't good, but it wasn't nice, covered Shabbos. No, this is covered Shabbos. When a person wears it like this, forget it, who's the halacha, they don't clean it. How about if I see your hat and I say, I know you're makbid. And, it doesn't bother me, right? Can I go clean it? So the halacha, I have a tzurachin over here. Do we go back to the beged, bala beged, or the bala who's doing the halacha? The person that does the malacha, or the person that's wearing it? Now, that's them from Osnibru, from Mishnah Zalman, we find, a lot of rayas that we could bossa the Baal HaBeged. But the person has to know, if the Esim, like the same with the Be'alacha, that most people are the Maisa Makbid. Now, if a person is not Makbid, it doesn't bother him. So one of the Bokham asked me this tomorrow today. If he's not Makbid, so why is he doing it? Huh? Oh, Raya, if he's doing it, basically he is Makbid. Oh, so it's like this. Basically, he's shaking the place to miss. If a person is not makbid, so what's he doing? I mean, he's the same. He's doing better than going the street that way. It wouldn't bother him bechlal. Oh, but he's doing a stunt. So the person, if you do it lightly, that's going to be mutter. But when you start going like this, by the terms of the place, you are makbid. And if a makbid is the shayla of a deraisa marsh. So the person has to watch out about that. Then we're going to bite it one more thing. Tiferes Yisrael says, Belacha brings it down. But they also to use a brush. Always also to use a brush. No shayla about it. And the last thing is what you mentioned, the Gabi dandruff. If a person has a dust, or a dandruff, or a spice feathers, all sorts of things that are lying on the top of the beggar and not below a bachlal, so the person says, this is not malabim bachlal, and that will be mutter. But any absorbed dust that's mummish inside, and normally a person is makbid, and therefore to wash it off, to clean it off, to brush it off as a salam with a raisa, if his mum is not makbid, and if he does it like, that was mutter. Bezah Shem, next week, we'll go back there.